Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1153. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisul. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Chanaleya Bas Shendel Rachel. Getting back to our malacha of tzad trapping. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about dogs and cats in general. There are people who have pets, various different pets. You have dogs and cats. Now, I want to make it clear, there are very many different type of pets. We've spoken about some of them. We said like birds, bird in bird cages, not to close the door. We spoke about, you know, getting a bird into a bird cage because it's something that flies around. I want to talk, Beis Hashem, a little bit ways down the road in reference to fish. Many people have fish tanks. And there are other type of animals in a cage we've spoken about also in the past. And Bezrus Hashem will try and cover some various different animals, because people of Maisa do have pets here and there. Okay, so right now I want to just work a little bit on the dog and the cat part of it for those of us who do own a dog or cat, how to work with it. In other words, when you have a person has a dog, a person has a cat, right? So many times you have the dog or cat goes outside, and you have various different types of dogs or cats. Sometimes you could have a wilder type of a dog or a cat, whereby it's outside a good chunk of the day and it can't be enclosed, right? So the question is, when it comes in the house, when you close it in a room, is that a problem? Then you have different type of dogs or cats that are very, as they say in English, cuddly. You know what I mean? They're sitting by the owner's side all the time, and they're just very, they feel very good when they're next to the owner, when they're petted, and so on. And we're not talking about the Shabbos part right now. We're talking about just in general the different type of dogs or cats. You have that with cats also. And then you have types that are, like we said, that they're not so into being in the house, and they're more like out on the street, so to say. But they do come back. They do come back, like sort of like in the evening, you know, and so on. Then you have a different type of dog or cat, which sometimes is a little bit rebellious, which is like it's more of a wilder type of an animal. And if a person doesn't keep their eye on them, you know, during the week, and we're talking about right now during the week, you don't keep your eye on it, the cat could run away. You know what I mean? The dog could run away, and that's it. You know, many times a person walks in the street, you see a sign, missing cat, missing dog. You know, the dog ran away, the cat ran away, and then they're rebellious and so on. Okay, so those are three various different types of dog or cats, at least, you know, in general. In general, those categories which we just explained, the three different various types of dogs or cats, don't apply too much to the other animals. For example, like it could apply a little bit to a bird, but let's say, for example, like a fish. You don't have it by a fish. You don't have it by a hamster. Those are standard things. A fish is a fish, a hamster is a hamster, and that's it in general. You know, but birds we'll try and talk a little bit more about separately. But in general, the birds, we said, was more of a problem, because in general, birds are not like a cat or a dog where they'll just like sit down next to you. They fly all around, so therefore trapping them in a cage is the major problem. Okay, so just to start off with, the Shulchan Aruch does tell us, and our Siman Shin Tezayin, the Ramah says that a chasul, which is a cat, is a din of a chaya, has a halachic status of a chaya, a wilder type of an animal. You have what's called a chaya, and you have what's called like a behema, which we'll talk about in upcoming shiur. And behema is more like a cat, something along those lines, right? A very, very calm, tame. You look at a cow, he swings his tail, he sits over there, eats the grass, you know. Usually a horse also, we're not talking about a wild horse, but a regular standard horse, they just stand around, and there's no trapping to be involved over there, you know. But we'll talk about, that's also a totally different category, which some of these dogs and cats could fall into. But in general, we say a chasul, which is a cat, says the Shulchan Aruch has a din of a chai, and a dog also l'chayre. So now the question is: so first of all, starting with the worst case scenario. So if a person goes out and gets it's a stray cat or a stray dog, right? And a person wants to trap it. It's a nice doggy running around. But it's stray. It's not mine. I don't know who it belongs to. Whatever. It's a stray dog. I'll trap it. I want to trap it and bring it into my house and keep it for a pet. pet. What is a stray cat? Many times, yeah, stray cats you have a lot, right? So a person, oh, it's such a nice looking cat. You know, I'll trap it. It's running away, but I'll trap it and I'll bring it in my house. So that, of course, that one is not allowed to do. That is mamash the raisa of trapping. Trapping a stray dog, a stray cat, which is, on the street, and it's just, it's roams the streets. It's a wild animal. It's nothing to do with you. So all that has a din of a, all that would have a din of regular trapping. It has a din of a regular chaya, which we say, like regular trapping, which would be like a deer, right? We spoke about a tzvi and so on. A regular chaya, regular deer, cat would be the same, dog would be the same. Again, like a stray dog, stray cat, or so on. Just like any other, just like trapping any other animal in the forest, would have the same halachic status. Now the question is, now the question is, when somebody has it for a pet, So there is a little bit of a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, in reference to the middle category, which we'll talk about a little bit more next year. We'll get a little bit more into in reference to the type of a pet. If somebody has a cat or dog that does not like being in the house too much, for example, I'm just trying to explain the situation, how it works, the category. But they like to roam the streets outside, you know, they like to go out. They don't like to be indoors. They're not so comfortable with the owner, and sometimes they're not rebellious, but they'll run out sometimes, whatever. But at the end of the day, they tack a comeback in the house. But they come back, they don't run away, and they're not, they're what the Mechaber calls berishrusay. It's a taka berishrusay, but they're not as comfortable as, they're not in the category of like a horse or a cow, whereby they're just constantly by the owners and just feel comfortable by the owners. They're constantly, they like to run out, running around and so on. So in that category, but you have sort of like, that's split up into two different categories also. You have the type of animal that's, yeah, it runs out and it's very squirmish if a person comes next to them and so on, but it's not really rebellious. It goes out and then it comes back. You don't even have to go looking for it. At the end of the day, it comes back home and goes to sleep with you or whatever, wherever it's supposed to sleep in your house. It comes back and that's it. You don't have to go looking, checking what, when, and where. So that's one type of animal whereby the Mechaber and Ramah have a little bit of, the Mechaber holds that such an animal will be more on the mutter side, and the Ramah Taka wants to say in such an animal. So the Ramah Taka says that such an animal would also be usher, but only midrabanan. In other words, if somebody captures it, only midrabanan, which will make a big difference, because if an animal is sort of what we call partially domesticated, which we'll talk about upcoming shiurim, you have totally domesticated, which we'll see, which falls into to the category of a horse or a cow, like totally doesn't move, you know, like another, not, we don't mean totally doesn't move. But it's basically in one place. It stays next to the owner and it just hangs around the house and so on. But this type of animal, which is in the middle category, which is what we call quote unquote partially domesticated, that's how this farm bring it down. So over there, that's where the machleikus is, and the Ramah says it's still us with the trap, but it's midrabanan, and in certain cases, it would be allowed. We're not going to get into all the situations right now. Okay, I just wanted to explain the bare basics, you know, the introduction, and then next year we'll go, Bezras Hashem, into more detail as to how this works. In reference to, in generally, we're trying to stick to right now a dog and a cat. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.